chiefs was very threatening at all departments.
Eric Matoho, we needed his height to deal with Khobla and Gabuza.
We cannot say it wasn't to be. We can say Apey was at his best, and his supervisor at his best.
Kaizer Chiefs is now a good-looking team. We just need the luck. This time around, they'll turn things around.
If they don't grab this opportunity, it will be a problem.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Welcome to the Fan Reaction Show on SL Radio. I am Simon Strella, filling in for Shane Matsuyani. The PSL and CAF Champions League delivered another exciting weekend of football. First up, we're looking at Kaizer Chiefs, who narrowly failed to claim all 3 points against SuperSport United.
Lidovic!
While we always ask for your voice note comments, the threads on Facebook were explosive. Our top commenter, Kajani, said, "Kaizer Chiefs might have drawn the game, but they won my heart. They played outstanding football, and I guess luck was just not on our side tonight." Fresco France and others noted Norkovic's threat, saying, "Norkovic is a nightmare to defenders. He deserved to be man of the match." My favorite comment was Lesiba Ernesto, "My friend, I don't think Sundowns are going to receive your letter, but I'll send it anyway." It reads, "Dear Sandowana, the transfer window is still open. Can you please buy that guy by the name of Khobla and make sure that you bench him? That guy is a problem."
Sokala Duma Radio.
For me, Kaizer Chiefs played very well. We managed to keep the momentum with SuperSport United. So I think Kaizer Chiefs is now a good-looking team. We just need the luck because we've missed so many chances. I think with time, we will manage to convert those chances to goals. And I'm looking forward to see what is going to happen against Cape Town City. I believe these boys, this time around, they'll turn things around. I'm a course for life.
I think Kaizer Chiefs played very, very well. The only problem was the substitution of Eric Matoho because we needed his height to deal with Khobla and Gabuza. As for our boys, Lebo Manyama, Gambule, Bilat, Nekovic, they're doing very, very well. The combination play has been good between them. I think Kaizer Chiefs are in a good direction, even though I'm a bit disappointed because we had many chances. But we can take a draw and move on to the next game. And then let's see what happens. I'm a pussy for life. It's a shoe be.
Matoho's injury completely changed the game. This season, I think they have an opportunity to be there on top of the lock because the only competition that they are playing is PSL. For me, if they don't grab this opportunity, if they don't win their games, it will be a problem. But the players played very well. Like the goalkeeper was on top of his game. The defense, excluding Eric Matoho, who got an injury. I think if Matoho played the full 90 minutes, I think the plan of the coach was going to be perfect.
Kaizer Chiefs did much better. More especially Apey for not allowing Khobla to score 2 goals. And all the things was up to SuperSport to clinch or steal the win for tonight's game. But we cannot say it wasn't to be. We can say Apey was at his best, and Kaizer Chiefs at his best. As well as the Kaizer Chiefs new guy who scored a goal did a marvelous thing because he will get momentum to go ahead. Maybe banging more of those goals. I think Kaizer Chiefs so far, I can say they've achieved 95% out of 100% because they have not been beaten yet. But we don't know what is going to happen in the future, but it's a very good start for Kaizer Chiefs. Maybe they will surprise a lot of teams. Maybe taking this APSA Cup when the league is concluded.
It was an exciting performance, you know, a very motivating performance. to see them after a very long time playing at this kind of game and showing so much passion, determination, character and playing with purpose. Yeah, one can say that to many Chiefs and faithful supporters, they should be very proud of their club. You know, we haven't seen Kaizer Chiefs so determined in a very long time. Chiefs was very threatening at all departments, proving to be a danger to SuperSport, especially the first half. The first half, Kaizer Chiefs should have wrapped up the game. It was easily for them to win back the ball if they lost it. One can say Kaizer Chiefs missed a lot of chances, you know. They really missed a lot of chances. I think they need to improve in that.
On to CAF Champions League, where Mamelodi Sundowns slammed in 4 goals to overcome a 2-1 first leg deficit and defeat Otoho de Oyo 5-2 on aggregate. On Facebook, the fans were proud, Malibongwe saying they played as the champions, the score should have been more than 4-0. And Kanilwe commented, Sundowns are one of the top 4 teams in Africa, they make us proud.
Hello, Sundowns is really cruising, you know, they are in game number 5 now, no. They play nice football, transition very nice. They hammer that team so badly. So big up to Sundowns. They must focus on their next game because they're going to be tough. So all the best to Sundowns. Beni Morosolo Sport, Morule, Sharp Sharp.
That's all for today. If you haven't listened to it yet, go listen to our incredible interview with Lucas Radebe. Clint Roper had a chat with him in our offices last Friday about everything from Kaizer Chiefs to why he turned down a chance at Man United. Until next time, goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.